down. We're gonna close
she's
this.
She's not gonna be here.
No, we're gonna do it now.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. You gonna table right now?
Yeah, we're gonna do that right now.
Okay.
Wait just a minute. I'm gonna have to turn everything off and then start over again. So just hold on. Just hold tight here for a minute. God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come. My contact information has changed. My email address is rosieh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Only to find a shooter, praise God, who comes into the school, kills one, wounds several others, and then apparently kills himself. Let me tell you something, that's a joy robber. And I say that because joy robbers are the stuff that happens in our lives. Amen. And they turn our smiles into frowns. Praise God. They can kill the pep that's in our step. Praise God. And cause us to say, praise God, cause us to do, and cause us to act, praise God, in some ways that is downright unchristian. Oh, yeah. We went to our fraternity house for our first meeting of the new year. Amen. Only to go over there and find that somebody had opened the cage, dismantled the air condition, took everything out of the air condition. Amen. I'm just trying to, why I had to make that appeal at first. Man, those thieves are on the prowl. Praise God. And that's a joy robber. Amen. We went to that fraternity house last night. Man, we were looking good, getting ready for our black and gold banquet so that we could sit down and just talk about those type of things. And all of a sudden, we had to go there and find the top of the thing laid out and all of that stuff like that, despite having a cage around it.
Yeah.
Praise God. So those are joy robbers. And those are some things that we're not going to be able to stop in life, but praise God, as born again believers, when those joy robbers come, there are some things that we can do as children of God. Praise God, that would help us to combat the joy robbers. You see, curveballs are always going to keep coming our way.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I might as well. Y'all might as well face the fact. Amen. Curveballs. I told y'all when I got here I was 52, black hair, tall, skinny, handsome. Amen. And look at me now. Amen. Jar robbers. will come. Those things are going to happen. So we're not going to have what we call this perfect life, this perfected life until we see Jesus. Amen. But, you know, but as we look at this text, Paul, again, not only identifies three of the biggest joy robbers in the believer's life, but he gives us means to overcome them. The very first joy robber that we see in the text, praise God, is a thing called sour of bad relationships. Turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor, don't you allow sour of bad relationships to steal your joy. It's in the text. It's in the text. Look, verse 2 and 3, Paul had to tell two women in the church to get along with each other. Now, let me just point some things out that may not be so obvious to you. First of all, notice from our text that these women were not outsiders, but they were active members in the church. They were insiders. Amen. Oh, Lord, I'm getting ready. I don't know if I'm gonna preach this whole thing the way I wanted to. They were insiders. Praise God. And we also notice that our text does not tell us, praise God, what these women were quarreling about. We don't know what they were arguing about. We just know that they were arguing. We just know that it was causing some type of disharmony. All we know that it was causing some type of dissension, praise God, in the church. Praise God. One thing that we can assume, amen, I'm talking about you Bible readers, one thing that we can assume, that whatever it was that they were arguing about, it was not over a biblical doctrinal matter. How do I know that? How do I know that? I know that because if it was because of some doctrinal issue, praise God, Paul would have sided with one or the other. But he didn't side with any one of them. He just said, you all are arguing, praise God, and we need to get it squashed. Praise God. You see, it was important because it was important for them to get this dispute squashed as soon as possible. Yeah. Why? Because, praise God, when disputes like that go on in the church, it don't just affect those two who are doing the arguing. Amen. How many of y'all ever heard of the ripple effect? How many of y'all have ever heard of the ripple effect? You see, their disharmony also affect their friends and the friends of their friends. You see, this is why God take so seriously the issue of disharmony in the church. Somebody said, how in the world you know he takes it? Oh, I know, because he allowed the Holy Spirit to have Paul to write at 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I want you to put that up there. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. And look what Paul writes. He says, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be what? No division among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together, praise God, in the same mind and in the same judgment. You see, division undermines the spiritual synergy. In other words, the spiritual interaction, praise God, that God intends for his church. Amen. He He intends for us, praise God, to come in here. He intends for his church, praise God, because we are supposed to be of the same mind, praise God, to act the same way, although we are different. You see, disharmony introduces what I call negativity, and it makes it difficult for the Holy Spirit to even move, praise God, among the church. Oh yeah, that's why I had to lay the ground. This was written to church folk. This was written to the church. Amen. This was written to believers. And I believe what Paul is trying to get us to know, what Paul is trying to get us to see, praise God, that there should be no division, praise God, among us. Oh yeah, we're going to disagree, but we're not going to be disagreeable. Amen. Anybody understand the difference in that? Praise God. I can come in here. I don't care if I'm the pastor, the deacon, the choir president, the musician, praise God, and I can want to do something, but praise God, if somebody come up with an idea, and I'm always open for ideas. How many of y'all know that I'm always open for ideas? Praise God. In fact, I solicit ideas from folk. I get mad when folk don't give me some information, because I believe the more information that is thrown at me, especially if I'm in a leadership position, praise God, it helps me to make a better decision. Amen. Amen. I don't like sidebar meetings. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Let us, praise God, work things out as men and women, as believers together. We don't have to have a sidebar over here between them two and that two and that, another sidebar over there, because when we are having these various sidebars, it is showing that we are not together. Oh Lord, and I like what Paul said in here. I see right now I'm not going to preach this thing the way I want to preach it. And that's why I see why Paul says in the text, he says, come here, fella yoke laborer. How many of y'all know what a yoke is? Huh? You know what a yoke is? I see that. Let me see, that's Brother Mike back there laughing. You know what a yoke is? They take, when you got two cows, two bulls, two horses, yes, sir, that are not pulling together, yes, sir, they have somebody to put a yoke on them. Yes, praise God, put both of them together. Yes, sir. You know why they do that? Because together, they can do more things together, yes, sir, than they could do, praise God, on their own. One going on one tangent, another one going in another tangent. Put that yoke on them and allow them to work together, and we could move, praise God, that much further. Amen. So he asks for those yoke fellas. He said, look, these women are too valuable to me. They're helping me in the ministry. Praise God. And I don't need them pulling to the right, pulling to the left. I need them to be pulling together. Amen. How many of y'all catch that thing? And so that just let us know, praise God, that when there is some dissension between us, in this new year, praise God, nothing wrong with getting an outside person. Nothing wrong with getting a third party. Praise God. Come and say, you know, we can't get together, but find you a fella yoke laborer.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you know what a good yoke laborer is?
Yes, sir.
Amen. I hope they got that thing that can follow me. I wasn't going to sit down today. I said, I need to walk a little bit. A yoke laborer is one who is going to do the right thing.